We continue our learning the Ilanishmas David and Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Aliyah. We are on Ksuvos Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. Now this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah where we learn that the Chachamim did not institute the Ksuvas Benin Dichrin except in a place where the sons are going to collect their, when their sons collect their mother's ksuva, there will be at least a dinar of Yerusha left. We can't uproot halacha from the Torah. So there has to be a dinar left, and plus the ksuva money, and then they'll fulfill the mitzvah of Yerusha min HaTorah, and then they have a ksuvas benin dechrin. Question is, what's considered that dinar? What can count as part of that dinar? So the Mishnah here says like this, Hayusham nechasim baro'uy, Einon kirva muchzak. If let's say in as the part of the Yerusha, v'lenachasim that were ra'ui, which were fit prospective assets, they're roi to come to them, to the orphans. Let's say there's Yerusha that's going to come from a grandfather, or there were debts the father had. So, but it's not in the Yerusha just yet. Einon kirva muchzak. They don't have the same status as that which is already in their possession. And therefore, we don't consider that there's a surplus of a dinar. These nechasim bera'oi are not going to count. Since they're in the nechasim hamuchzakim, that's in their possessions, there is not an extra dinar. So the yesomim don't get the ksuvas benin dichrin, and they will divide the nechse Yerusha equally. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu yesham nechasim she'ein lohem achrayus, eino klum. Yoser al dinar. So Rabbi Shimon says that even metaltolin, where there's if there's movable objects and there's a moser dinar of movable objects in the Yerusha, that also doesn't count. That's not taken into account regarding the nichse Yerusha regarding the extra dinar. Rather, we need karka nechasim that have achrayus has to be land. In addition, meaning besides the two ksuvos that are going to go to the two groups of sons, so they are for the two wives, there has to be a dinar in addition to that. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that ksuvas benin dichrin and that moser dinar will only apply to karkos. That's what he says. It has to be, if let's say you have a case, what do you mean nechasim shemachrayis? Let's say you have a loveh who sold his land after the loan, and now he has no possessions to pay the malveh, so we know the malveh is able to confiscate that. So that's nechasim shemachrayis. That's karka. Only karka, the value of karka, of real property that belongs to the state, that's what has to have an extra dinar in addition to the two ksuvos, according to Rabbi Shimon. Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is a little bit complicated. Some questions about this Mishnah. We'll try to simplify things as best as we can. Misha haya nasui shalosh nashim v'meis. You have a man where there were three ksuvos that were all signed at the same time. A man's wife married to three women, wrote three ksuvos, and had it had different dates on them, be no discussion. We know that the date, the ksuva that had the original date, the earliest date, so that that woman gets to collect her ksuva before everybody else. And if there's money left over, fine. But if there's not, too bad. So, but here we're talking about where all ksuvos were written at the same time. Man's bound into three women, and they have ksuvos with the same date. And the Mishnah here says of and umes, and then the husband passes away. So the Mishnah says ksuvasa shel zo mane vishel zo masayim vishel zo shlosh meos. And the case was where the ksuvas were of different values. The first ksuva, and we're going to make life easier. We'll speak about there are three wives, A, B, and C, and the ksuva of wife A was, as the Mishnah here says, was a mane, was 100 zuz. The wife B's ksuva was 200 zuz, and wife C's ksuva was 300 zuz. The ain sham elamane, and what's left though? The estate only has 100 zuz. So think about it, only 100 zuz. And all ksuvas have the same date. The first wife A, that's 100 zuz. If she would collect the ksuva, there would be nothing left for everybody else. Then the next woman is supposed to get 200, next is supposed to get 300. How do we divide this 100 zuz amongst these three women, where one is supposed to get 100, one's supposed to get 200, one's supposed to get 300? So says the Mishnah, Cholkos Bishaveh. they all divide this equally. Why? Because each one of them has an equal claim to the 100 zuz. Even the first woman, 100 zuz is what a ksuve is. So they divide that equally as best as they can, 33 and a third, and that's how we're going to divide that amongst the three. That's chokos b'shove. Things get complicated with the second case. Hayusham masayim. Here the estate has 200 zuz, and obviously the wife A only has a lien on the first 100 of that zuz. So how do we divide this 200 zuz where the first woman is supposed to get 100, second 200, third 300? So the Mishnah says like this: Shelmane no teles chamishim, the one who ksuva is 100 zuz, that the first wife, she's going to collect 50. And then shel masayim shel shlosh, remember there's 200 zuz. So now there's all together. So she, the first woman who's supposed to get 100, gets 50, gets half of what she deserves. And the other two women, the 200 zuz woman and the 300 zuz woman, B and C, shel masayim shel shlosh meos, shlosha shlosha shel zav. They divide equally what's left. Well, what's left after the first woman collected 50, there's 150 left. So they're going to divide three, using the golden coins, but it's 25 silver coins for a golden coin, 25 silver dinar for a golden coin of zav. So that's really 75 and 75. That's what's happening. So the first woman gets 50, and the other 150 is divided equally. And the Gemara explains, really, that although this woman, the first woman who's deserves a, who we said has a ksuv of 100, we said she gets 50, really, she should normally receive only a third of that 100. That's all she should. She should get 33 and a third. Why? Because that 100 is, there's a lien upon that 100 for all three wives. So why is she getting 50% of that 100? Nonetheless, we're speaking about a case where the second woman, the 200 zuz woman, wife B, said to wife A, to the 100 zuz woman, you know what? Din u devarim ainli. I have nothing ainli imach regarding that first 100. I have nothing to do, have no claim at all on the 100 that was pledged to you, and you shouldn't lose out on anything because of me. Now, if that's the case, so it's true, the wife A, which is the 100 zuz lady, and the wife C, which is the 300 zuz lady, are now able to share that 100 zuz equally. So therefore, she's getting she gets 50 out of that. That's the case of the Mishnah, and therefore, that's why she's going to get 50, not 33 and a third. And then, of course, the other two are going to divide. Are going to divide the 75. Now, why is that? Since wife B, she didn't give her share in the 100 as a gift to the first wife. She just said, "Listen, I'm not going to dinu dvarim. I'm not going to argue with you about that." So after wife A now took 50 zuz, so the other two wives are going to divide the 75 zuz equally. Each one gets 75. Happens to be Tosus says that he's not exactly sure why this should be, but nonetheless, there are different explanations for why it should be. Teferis Yisrael thinks that even though wife B was indirectly the cause of what? Of wife C losing out a little bit, but that was only done indirectly, and you don't have to pay for that. So therefore, wife B shouldn't lose out any of her rights to what's remaining of that first 100, and will get half of it, as she does, getting half of the second 100. So this is how we divide. So once again, if there's 200 zuz, the 100 zuz lady, the first wife, is getting 50, and the other two women, one is the 200 woman, one is the 300 woman, they're going to divide equally 75 and 75. Hayusham shlosh meos, let's say there's 300 zuz, shel mane no teles chamishim, so the first woman, once again, who's 100, the wife A, is going to get 50, And then, Vishel Masayim Maneh, since the wife B divides the first 100 with wife A, if you remember, and the second 100, she's dividing that with wife C, she altogether gets 100 zuz. So the first one gets 50. The Masayim lady, the second wife, gets 100. Vishel Shloshmios, Shisha Shel Zahav, she's going to get 6 of Zahav, which equals 150 zuz. She gets 50 from the second 100, and she gets the entire third 100 for herself. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein shlosha sheitilu lekis. Same thing would be true. 3 people, as they invested money to buy something, to buy merchandise, and everyone's going to earn a profit. One invested 100, the other 200, the other 300, just like the case of the Ksuvos. So the Mishnah here says, Pichasu, Ohosiru, if they had a loss or a profit, Kachem Chokim, they're going to share in this way. They're going to share in this the proportion of this profit or loss according to what have the amount of each one invested. This is a similar halacha to the halacha of the case of the Ksuba.